Hey, Rainbow Village, Cicely Majeed here, CEO, National Director, and Pageant Coach of Rainbow Universe Pageants and Youth Services. And this is my inner beauty tip for Thursday, April the 18th, 2024. And youth 13 through 24, I want to talk to you guys about having a baggage policy. Unpack it. There is a term, if you are a Christian and you go to youth group or church in general, or you just listen to pastors or evangelists online, there's a term that is widespread now that they use, and they call it unpacking verses. So what they do is they go through the Bible, they're reading verses, and they're like, let's say we're reading, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Let's unpack this verse is what they'll usually say. And that pretty much means is let's talk about it, let's explain it, try to understand it and figure out what it really means. That's unpacking it. So that's basically what I'm talking about. We all have baggage. We all have issues in life, and that's pretty much how the baggage is created. We are human. We breathe air, and within that air brings issues all over the place in different types of ways. And that means that from time to time, we need to unpack our baggage. If we carry it around with us all the time and keep it there for years and years and years and years and years, it's going to weigh you down. You're going to lose your mind. You might go into shock. You might even end up committing suicide. And so we need to find a way to unpack that baggage. Now, I know when you go on trips, think about packing a baggage. You get your luggage and you take the bus, you go to the airport, you get on a plane or you get on a train. However you travel, you have to have luggage. And in that luggage, you put all the necessities that you need, your clothing, your undies, maybe you have a bathing suit, you're going somewhere to go swimming. Maybe you have, you've got shoes, you've got toiletries, you've got makeup, you've got whatever it is that you have. That luggage is holding stuff that you need. But our baggage isn't stuff that we need, And then when we get to the hotel room, usually the best thing to do, most hotels have drawers and stuff like that. So you can unpack your baggage and you can take stuff out. You can put it on the desk if there's a desk there or a table. You can put it in the bathroom. When I go to hotels, I usually set out all my bathroom products and, put them out so I'm not like digging through bags and stuff. And then, of course, they have drawers. So I take my clothes out, I fold them, I put them in the drawers. I've unpacked my baggage. So if we can do that with the stuff that we need, throughout our trip or wherever we are, then why do we hold on to this emotional baggage, all this stuff that is going on inside of us, in our brains, in our hearts, in our spirits, and we carry this with us and it just, holds us down. Sometimes I see people walking with hunchbacks, younger people. I know a young female who's in her late 20s and she walks like hunched over. I'm like, oh my God, this woman has like all kinds of issues. She's got, emotional problems. She's got baggage from, the past, things that have happened to her, things people have said to her, all on her shoulders, all on her back, because she walks hunched over. And that means that she's holding on to that baggage. She hasn't let it go. Because when you put a backpack on, it's full of stuff. It's heavy, so your arms are going to be moved forward, your shoulders move forward, and you're going to look like you're a hunchback person, and eventually at some point in her life or in whoever your life, if you happen to live that way, you might end up having a hunchback at 50, or even younger. And it'll just get worse over the years. And then I see old people or seniors and they have these horrible hunchbacks because they've spent years and years and years, decades of holding on to this baggage, that they have not unpacked. And so it takes a toll on your body. When I see homeless people and I'm driving by, or walking by a park or something like that, where they usually like to hang out at parks, you see them or on the streets, like if you go down, when I took the train to go downtown LA, there's Skid Row. You can see it when you're on the train out the window, and you see all these tents, and you see all these, all this stuff, and then you see homeless people with carts going down the street with a bunch of stuff in it. I've seen homeless people with like two bags of stuff or two carts of stuff where they push one cart, a few feet ahead, and then they go back and they go grab the second cart and push it to where the first cart is. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? This is how they live. And when you think about it, they're holding on to stuff. They feel like they need this stuff. And this stuff is baggage. A lot of it's trash, a lot of it's junk, and some of it's the stuff that they own. And I understand, you know, you want your stuff, you want to keep the things that belong to you, that are important to you. But a lot of people that are homeless look for trash, and they take things out of the trash because they need something to hold on to. And that stuff just holds you down. So if you imagine if you're a homeless person and you don't have all that stuff, you know, you got maybe one backpack or one bag of stuff, and you know, you call a social services agency or something, or a shelter, and you go in and you don't have a ton of stuff. And so you're not feeling, you know, bogged down with all this stuff. You know, you walk out the room like, somebody stole my stuff, and I'm worried about it. Is it going to, you know, stink up the place because it's been outside in the dirt, you know, it's dirty. You don't know, you know. So that's a lot of baggage that they carry. And then I want to talk, I usually tell people about this when I worked at Bank of America. I was a customer service representative, and the one thing that my supervisor told us when we were in training, he said, when you walk through those doors, you take your backpack off and leave it at the door and close the door behind you. And that means, I'm pretty sure you understand what that means, is that all that baggage, all that stuff that you carry with you when you get up in the morning and you leave your home, you had a fight with your mom or your dad, your dog is barking and barking and barking. You forgot your homework or something like that, or you know, maybe you're on a conference call if you're older. You know, this message, this interview tips can be for older people as well, over the age of 24, and even younger than 13. So you have a conference call or you have a meeting coming up, and you're thinking about it and you're worried about it. You're trying to find the right outfit, or the right suit or whatever that you have to wear. You got to have notes. Maybe you're the meeting leader and you have to talk, you know, most of the meeting, and you've got all this stuff in your head, and you're like, oh, you know, or you had a fight with, you know, your bestie or something like that, or you saw a social media posting about you and you were just really upset and hurt. You're adding baggage, all of those emotions, all of those fears, all of that frustration, that's baggage that you're adding on your back. So what he's saying is, when you get to work, leave that backpack, take the backpack off and leave it at the door. Because if you don't, this is what's going to happen. If you don't leave your backpack and take your baggage off and unpack it, you'll be rude to people. You know, as a customer service representative, I have no right to answer the phone like, welcome to Bank of America, this is Cicely, how can I help you, or how can I be of great service to you, which is what I would say. If I was holding my package, I'd be like, hi, welcome to Bank of America, how can I help you? And the person might be like, I can't hear you, ma'am. Well, I said it loud enough. You know, I could end up being rude because I've got my baggage on me. But if I leave it at the door, I'm thinking about my customer. I'm not thinking about myself. It's not about me. I'm serving a customer. That's what customer service is. So I'm serving a customer, and the customer is important, and we have to put them first. And that means I have to ignore myself, forget what I'm going through, forget what happened to me in the morning or last night, forget the traffic that I was driving in, you know, forget the fact that I was late coming to work. I have to leave that back, so I'm not rude. You will be disrespectful to people. You might even be late because you've got all this baggage that you're holding with you and you're carrying it into the door. You know, you might be like, oh God, I gotta see my boss today. Or, oh my God, my teacher is so mean. I do not wanna look at her or him. Oh my God, I'm so crushing on that guy. You know, I don't wanna go over there. I'm scared, you know? And you're holding on to this stuff. And so if you leave it before you go in, you're free. You're freeing yourself. So you might end up being late because of that, because you're afraid. You might be annoying and just act really strange because you've got this baggage that you're holding. You might have an attitude problem. You don't want to do that with people. You can end up being poor. I love watching American Greed. That's one of my favorite shows to watch because people are really dumb when it comes to money. They get so desperate to have fancy cars and fancy homes, and I gotta go on these fancy vacations. I gotta have a yacht. I gotta have all these people giving me attention and loving on me because I got all this money. And so what happens is, when you see people that have all that stuff and you see all the attention they get, and you see them, you know, happy, or they appear to be happy, you want it too. So some people end up doing these dirty, nasty deeds, fraud, you know, Ponzi schemes and money laundering here, everywhere. And, you know, they create these businesses. Like, I was just watching it the other day, and this one guy, he had a really severe psychological problem. But the coolest thing about him is that he apologized after. But let me tell you this story really quick. So he wanted to impress people. And so he started a business, and then he started another one, and he had people invest in the business. And he was like, you know, accumulating all these loans. I think it was a real estate company. And he would have to create a fake business and send in paperwork that this business had this type of money so that he can get a loan for another business. So he had like 15 businesses with all these crazy loans, and these businesses did not exist. So the government found out about this. He got, you know, he got jocked and he was in trouble. And what happened is he apologized for it. I was just like, whoa. He just said, I am sorry. He wrote a letter. He's like, I'm sorry. I have, you know, this problem, and I made a mistake, and I need to fix it, and yada, yada, yada. You know, and he ended up not going to prison. And it was probably had a lot to do with the apology. And even when you watch American Greed, you see the attorneys talking, you see the FBI talking, and they're talking about these people, and they were all in shock. They could not believe that he apologized for what he did. And I was like, whoa, he's brave. You know, apologies are really hard, especially if you're taking people's money and you're lying about it, and you know, they're out of a ton of money. And so he, you know, ended up doing some more dirty deeds later. But, you know, when you watch American Greed, you can end up being poor if you have all this, you know, if you don't unpack your stuff. And he was holding on to this jealousy and, you know, I got to have this and I got to have that. I have to have stuff. And so he just made up this crazy madness and stole a bunch of money that wasn't his. And, you know, he owed millions of dollars to all of these banks that he couldn't pay back. So it was crazy, you know, all these crazy stories. You got to watch it. It'll help you. Hopefully will help you not be a greedy person, because it can happen to anybody. Another thing that you, if you don't unpack your baggage, you'll be emotional. You'll be an emotional wreck. You'll be a basket case. Go 5150 and not be able to deal with anything because you're so emotional. You're thinking about yourself and all your emotions and everything that you have been through. And you can end up, you know, just holding on to that baggage. And so you will be a very emotional person, and people may not want to be around you because you're carrying all this stuff. And you can let it go. You got to let it go. I know that my business, I have to stay mindful and humble because I have a franchise, and that franchise can make me a ton of money. So in order for me, watching American Greed, I just wanted to piggyback back on that, watching American Greed, that reminds me that, you know, don't get caught up in crazy stuff because you got all these people wanting to purchase your franchise, this league, which actually costs $10,000. So I have to be careful with that, you know, and that's with any business. You have to be careful because if you don't, you're going to end up stealing from people, and then you're going to end up in prison one day because you committed fraud because you're so desperate for something. So I keep the desperation away from me. I'm mindful of it, and I'm not attached to the money part of it. I'm attached to the service part of it, serving the youth. So that's something you have to keep in mind. Also, if you don't, you will be arrogant. You can be a very rude, disrespectful person. Arrogant people don't care about anybody's feelings. They don't care about what anybody else is going through. They just happen to, you know, they want to do this. And so they throw caution to the wind, and they are on their high horse, and they think they're the shiznit. And if you know anything about arrogance, you always are going to fall. You know, the pride, it's a proud person, you're going to fall at some point because you're not thinking clearly. You're thinking you are just better than everybody. You can do whatever the heck you want to and get away with it. And then what happens is you become narcissistic, and you just, you know, who cares? I don't care what happens to you. I got to get what I want. Just like the guy from American Greed, he needed all this stuff, all this money, and he just made up all this stuff, and he fell hard. So, you know, you're always going to fall at some point. You're not going to stay there arrogant because somebody's either going to get in your face and challenge you, or you're going to be found out, or you're going to lose everybody because nobody wants to be around an arrogant person. They're like, come on, dude, you don't even care what I'm going through. You don't care about what happened here. And if you're a person who doesn't care, then you're going to have a hard time holding on to people, a hard time keeping people in your life and in your corner. So you can end up being narcissistic. And this show, I'm going to talk about another show that I saw on Pluto. And this show, I was just like browsing through it the other night, actually, before I went to bed. I was just looking at my apps. I'm like, oh, what do I want to watch? It's just kind of early for bed, and I really wasn't ready to go to sleep, so I was like, I'll just watch something. So I turned on Pluto, and I saw this show called Millionaire Matchmaker, and I was like, oh, this is interesting. Let me check this out, see what these millionaires are like. So they're males and females who are millionaires, and they're looking for a significant other. And one of the guys that was on this show was from The Bachelor, past Bachelor, and he ended up being in cahoots with the woman who he chose at the end. And so he's now on Millionaire Matchmaker. And so one of the guys on there was really arrogant and narcissistic. He was so full of himself. He's like, I know who I am. And he had muscles and he was dressed all perfect and everything, just to the T. He was really good looking. But he was just narcissistic, and that means he's just full of himself. Everything is him. There's mirrors everywhere, and all he sees is himself. And so the host of the show kept talking about him behind his back. He's like, I don't like this guy. No, I don't like this guy either. I don't like him. I was like, wow, I don't really like him either, because he kept talking about how he's this and he's that, and and they were just like, we gotta get in his head or something like that. So one of the hosts is a really bold female. She started to tell him, like, you can't talk to a female like that. You're not gonna get anybody. You're not gonna have anybody to wake up with, and live with and have a home with and a family if you talk to a female like that. That's disrespectful, because he was just like rude, and he would ask dumb questions and talk about himself too much, and the females would be like, ugh, They saw a video of him, like, oh, I don't like that guy. So if you're arrogant, you gotta think about that stuff. People are not going to like you if you're arrogant. And that's probably because you're holding on to some stuff that you need to unpack. So it was a funny show. He ended up with some woman who was really challenging. The funny thing is, he chose the woman that challenged him the most. She was really bold. She came up to him, she gave him a hug, and she just spoke right to him. And I don't remember what she said, but he really liked her because she like got in his face, And I was like, that's usually what happens. So it was pretty funny. That's pretty much what narcissistic people need, because they feel like they're very insecure, and they feel like they have to show themselves all the time. Me, 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 me. And that's a lot of baggage. Another thing, if you don't unpack your baggage, you'll be a mean person, so you won't be kind to anybody. You'll feel heavy, so of course that might be spiritual or psychological, and it can also be physical. You'll feel like you got the world on your shoulders, like you're walking around and everything's heavy, like, oh, everything's against me, everybody's against me, and oh, I hate my life, So you'll have that feeling of heaviness. You can have a sour day, You go into school or you work, wherever you go home, your day is just going to be sour if you're holding on to all this baggage that you haven't unpacked. You can be ignored, People can read people, If they see that you have issues, they might back off. I'm like, I don't want to hang out with her because she's always looking sour and sad, like the world is against her. Now, that doesn't mean you don't want to go up to somebody and ask them, are you okay? How are you doing? Is there anything I can do for you? But at the same time, people keep their distance from people like that. So you might get ignored a lot because people don't want to be around your stuff and your baggage, because they've got their own baggage to deal with. And then, of course, you're going to be ugly. We're talking about inner beauty here. So your ugliness is just going to come out if you got all this baggage, because you're feeling crappy about this and that, and this happened, and this person said this, and you didn't get that. And so you're going to be an ugly person, period. So you're not going to have any inner beauty. And then, of course, if you don't unpack your baggage, you can get fired. Your boss sees you one day and they're like, now you're just not smiley at all. What is wrong with you? And you don't know what to say. You might cuss your boss out. You might cuss a coworker out just because you're frustrated and you're holding on to all this stuff. And then you can end up getting fired because you haven't, released that baggage and kept it at the door. Or unpacked it, period. So, what does our baggage usually consist of? Here are some things that they consist of: resentment towards whatever that may be, people, things, missed opportunities, regret. You did something that you shouldn't have done, or you said something that you should have done, you didn't do, so you have regret. Broken hearts, you're putting that in your backpack, you know, your heart is broken. That's normal. You know, we hold on to broken hearts. That's hard. I've had a broken heart before, so it's really hard to just kind of release that. You're thinking, man, this hurts. You know, I don't know how to let this go. Sadness, if we're sad about something, or maybe our dog died, maybe we didn't get the job that we wanted, maybe, you know, we applied for college and didn't get into the college that we wanted, you're going to be sad. Abuse, if you've been abused, or if you're abusive to yourself, you're holding on to that as well. Emotions, any type of emotion, anger, fear, what is another emotion? Love, you know, holding on to love, you know, that emotion, even if you're in love with somebody, which is a positive thing, if you're holding on to it too much and you think about the person too much all the time, all this you, you're carrying some baggage there. It's just too much of the you. You get, where are you at, you know? Plots and schemes. If we plot against people, we scheme against them, we make plans to hurt somebody because we're jealous of them, you know, which is an emotion activated, you end up plotting and scheming. And so your baggage is gonna consist of that stuff. Addictions, if you become addicted to stuff because you can't deal with anything, or you think you can't deal with anything, which is, you know, huge, because that's pretty much what an addiction is. Addictive personality is you believe that you cannot handle whatever it is that you're facing. You also, our baggage consists of a behavioral problem. So, you know, you may have grown up that way. You might be a teenager and you just have bad behavior. You get in trouble all the time. Maybe you're not getting enough attention at home. Maybe you feel like you're unattractive and you don't know how to ask somebody out, or maybe you don't have a lot of friends, or maybe you have one friend and you're tired of this friend. You know, you have behavioral problems because of this stuff. And of course, your brain is going through a major, massive process. So you're changing, your personality is changing, you're trying to figure out who you are. So you may end up having behavioral problems, but you can unpack that as well. Our baggage also consists of mental health issues. So, you know, of course, all these things that I just mentioned before this cause mental health issues if you hold on to them. So you have to release them and let them go, or you're going to have mental illness. Weight problems, if you're heavy weight, if you're heavy and you you know, you eat too much, or you have a medical condition and you can't lose weight, you're holding on to that. And of course that weight is even heavier, you know, physically. If you lose weight, if you're too thin, you know, you got so many issues in your head, and you have this eating disorder, so you don't want to eat because you think this is the weight you're supposed to be, and people are telling you you're too thin and you don't want to hear it, you know, because you in your mind, or what you see in the mirror, is a psychological issue, body dysmorphic disorder, and which is psychological. So you have weight problems. Lies we tell ourselves, that's also in our baggage, and we pretend, and sometimes we live these fantasy lives and we have the rose-colored glasses mindset. And that basically means is you, when you're wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you've got rose-colored glasses on. So all you see is pretty stuff. All you see is good stuff, positive stuff. There's nothing negative going on. Whatever you're trying to do, you're going to get. Whoever you go after, you're going to get. Whatever happens today, everything's going to work in your favor. And it's okay to think positive, but if you are oblivious to the possibility of something not working out and not happening for you, you're lying to yourself, because reality says, hey, this might not work out. So I have to be prepared for that. I have to be okay with somebody saying no to me or rejecting me. So we tell ourselves lies, and that ends up being a baggage. Truths we ignore or hide. So that's the opposite of the lie. So we have truth in us. We know something's true, but we are not being honest to ourselves or with ourselves, and we're not being honest to somebody else that we need to be honest with. And so you're going to carry a bunch of baggage. You're going to have all these issues in your heart because you've got this truth sitting on your heart and you need to speak it. And if you don't, you know, or you hide it, it's going to cause some baggage. Medical problems. When you get sick, when you have illnesses, you're holding on to this stuff. I was a sickly child growing up, and I missed a lot of school. So, you know, my mom catered to me a lot, and that really took a toll on my mentality. It took a toll on my heart and my emotions. because I missed out on stuff. You know, I couldn't see my friends all the time, and sometimes I couldn't go to places. I remember going to Knott's with my mom once. We just wanted to go to Knott's together, and I had a something, I don't know what it was, issue with my nerves or something. And this is just how I was born, and that's why I'm such a health freak to me, because I have to take care of myself. Because for some reason, my body is extremely sensitive, and if I don't eat right, if I don't drink right, if I don't think right, I'm gonna get sick. Or if I'm doing too much, you know, my body's so sensitive, it's telling me, hey, wake up, Cicely, you need to chill and slow down. We went, and I got, you know, I was okay when we got there. And then I started to get sick, and we couldn't continue on. We were about to get on some rides. My mom might get on rides, but I did. I love rides, you know, especially roller coasters, and I couldn't do it. So we had to leave the park early. So stuff like that, you know, you have medical issues, you end up with cancer, or you've got a disease, or you, you know, something crazy happens, and you hit your head, and suddenly you find out you've got this disorder, a medical problem in your brain. That means that you're going to be hurt, and you're going to have to deal with that, you know, so you might have that, and that's going to become baggage. And I unpacked that a long time ago, because I just started to get really healthy. So I'm just like, I'm not going to be sick anymore. I'm going to tell you a funny story. When I was a little girl, I had chicken pox. That's one that was going around a lot. Me and my sisters were little girls, and I was serious. I was like, I'm not going to keep the chicken pox. Nope, can't have it. And I didn't have that many bumps on me. And my sisters had it too. And I said, God, I do not want these chicken pox. I was really adamant about it. And I prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. I prayed myself silly until I was exhausted. And do you know those chicken pox stopped? They went away just like that. That's how powerful prayer is. I unpacked my baggage then when I was a little girl. As I was like, I am not going to sit here and scratch these bumps. I can't deal with it. So I prayed them away, and my family was just like, wow, how did you do that? So I love telling that story, you know, because it's powerful. I unpacked my baggage. Another thing that our baggage can consist of is family issues and foibles. You know, we have family problems. We have, you know, one person's jealous of the other family member, or somebody gets a vacation and they have to choose somebody, and everybody's fighting, or, you know, mom is sick in the hospital and we got to talk about the will and the funeral, and so we're fighting over the will. Or, you know, Johnny's coming to the family reunion, he's got alcohol problem and we don't want to see him, and so you tell him, you shun him, you ignore him, and then he's like, I didn't get the invitation, and this is a big mess, you know, it's family problems. So those things will become baggage. Relationship messes, when you're involved with people, you have issues, you know, you don't agree on everything, you don't see eye to eye all the time, so you're going to have some clashes, you're going to have some arguments and disagreements, and that's normal. But the best part about that is that you can work that out, and you can release that baggage and unpack it together, hopefully. So, you know, that becomes baggage. Possessions, you know, that means if you, there's actually two types of possessions. When you have too much stuff and you accumulate stuff because you think you need stuff. I gotta have like 10 tablets, I gotta have 4 cell phones, I gotta have that latest gadget, you know, I gotta go on this vacation, I gotta get this credit card, and everybody has that shirt, so I want one of those shirts, I gotta have 10 pairs of shoes. I was watching another show called Millionaire Listing, or Millionaire Something, and the woman was, this one woman, she's actually a Hollywood producer. I can't remember her name, but she's a Hollywood producer, and she's really young, like in her 30s, and she was looking for a mansion for herself. I was like, man, she does not have any kids, and she works her butt off, you know, crazy, and she's becoming a millionaire because she works so hard. And so she's looking for a house. She wanted to celebrate, and she wanted to reward herself for her hard work. And so she was looking at these million-dollar houses, and she told the real estate agent, she said, I need a closet that can hold my 200 pairs of shoes. I was like, what? Why do you have 200 pairs of shoes? It was funny because, like, this is too many shoes. So, you know, possessions, we can have too much stuff, and that's going to, you know, end up being baggage, because now you gotta be responsible for all the stuff that you have. You know, are you gonna use it? Is somebody gonna steal it? Is it even worth your time? Is it gonna break down? And then the other type of possession is if you're into black magic or mind control, you become demonically possessed, and that's a fact. You will not be yourself, and you're obsessed with what you're doing. You got to do black magic, you got to do mind control, you got to do dream infiltration. I was just talking about this the other day, and you're, you know, full of satanic worship. You know, you're worshiping Satan, basically. That's baggage, because you've got all this spiritual turmoil going on in your head and your spirit, and it's bringing you down. You got this darkness around you. So that's baggage. Another thing that our baggage can consist of is too tight boundaries. You know, you're a stick in the mud, and you just like, I am not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do anything. You cannot cross this boundary. Do not come near me. No, 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 no. Two tight boundaries. And then you have the other one where there's no boundaries at all. Everybody can do whatever they want to me. I don't care. Throw my hands up. Take me. You know, do whatever you want. Use me. Both of those are going to cause a lot of baggage. You got to have a middle ground there. People with money problems, if you have money issues and you're in a lot of debt, that's going to cause baggage because, you know, how are you going to live? How are you going to pay your bills? Brain chaos, if you think too much, if you're one of those people who just think, and you never do anything, you're going to cause some chaos in your mind, and that's going to be baggage as well because you're constantly thinking about stuff instead of actually taking action on something. And then, of course, I just said this before, a stick-in-the-mud attitude. I don't want to change. I'm going to be this way forever. You can't make me do this. I'm not doing anything. No. I'm scared of this. I'm scared of that. I'm scared of him. I'm scared of her. I'm scared of everything. So, you know, that's going to cause baggage because you're stuck in a place like this glue to the ground or your chair or your bed or whatever, and you don't want to go anywhere. You don't want to move forward because you have too much fear. So that's going to cause some baggage and hold you down, hold you back from your future, your destiny. So how do we unpack this baggage so our inner beauty can shine? So here's some great ways we can do that. We can pray and talk to God. So I encourage everybody to have a spiritual regimen, practice every single day, even if it means just like 5 minutes that you get up and you talk to God. You know, as youth, you have a big, huge open door. The Book of Proverbs is directly, specifically for youth. That is nothing but inspiration. So if you start reading the Book of Proverbs, starting with the first chapter, read the whole Book of Proverbs, memorize it if you want to, go back and read it again over and over again. It will help you in your youth. That is for youth. So pray, talk to God, read that scripture, and learn about who you are. Learn about what you're supposed to do as a youth and how you can navigate life as to become an adult. Because it's difficult, you know, it's challenging at your age. So pray and talk to God, and that means anything. You can talk to God about anything. You know, God, my cell phone is not working. What am I gonna do? You know, oh, I've got this, event coming up, and I really don't want to go. I don't really like these people. What do I do, God? I don't know what to do. You know, stuff like that, simple stuff, and you can hear from God easily. So pray and talk to God. That's another way we can unpack our baggage. Meditate. Meditation is very powerful. I promise I will do the I meditation very soon. That's just kind of releasing everything, being still and balanced and just waiting for an answer, waiting for messages to come to you. So that, you know, that could be come after your talk with God. You know, I have a talk with God right now, and now I'm going to take about 10, 15, 30 minutes and just sit and be quiet. And be still, listen to some soft music or no music at all, and wait to hear from God. And so you're meditating. You can meditate on scripture, you know, read a scripture verse, and then just start, you know, talking to God about it, or, you know, close your eyes and imagine how that scripture is working in your life and working in your heart and in your spirit and just moving you forward and opening things up for you. That's meditation. We can also learn to let go. We hold on to things. You know, that's what the whole baggage thing is about. We're holding on to stuff. You know, we got to let this stuff go. We got to take our backpack off and leave it at the door, leave it in the closet. You're going out this weekend. You want to have fun with your friends. Leave that stuff at home, you know, because you're not going to be able to have fun if you don't. You're just going to be holding on to it, thinking about it all the time. Forgive, you know, people who hurt you, you got to learn to forgive, because when you don't, you're holding on to poison. People get on with their lives. You know, if somebody hurt you, they might be living it up right now. And you're like, I hate you. You know, that's not going to work out. You got to let it go. I understand having the hate. I've had it before. You know, you get pissed off because somebody hurt you or did something, and you think about, you know, hurting the person back, but you got to let it go. You got to get beyond all that stuff, because If they've moved on with their life and they're getting on in life, you need to get on in life. You need to stop holding on to that poison. You're sucking up the poison and poisoning yourself and then adding more baggage to your emotions. So you gotta be able to forgive, and the forgiveness is for you. Move forward and accept change. You know, that's like the opposite of the person who's a stick in the mud attitude. You gotta, you know, understand there are seasons. Our seasons, you know, they change. Seasons change like our regular seasons, you know, spring, fall, summer, and winter. We don't always have winter. We don't always have summer. We don't always have spring. Spring's gonna end in June, and we're gonna have summer. So there's a change there. We gotta change the way we wear, what we dress. We gotta, people are gonna wanna be outside more because the sun is shining, it's hot. You know, you wanna go to the beach, you wanna go swimming, you wanna go on vacations because it's summer of time, summer vacation time. You know, so you have to be able to move forward and accept change so that you're okay. And then you have to be able to let that go because fall's coming after summer. And that means you gotta put that bathing suit away. It's time to go back to school, you know, get ready for new school clothes, get ready for those books, get ready for the tests and exams, and starting a new year of school. So you have to be able to accept that. And when you can do that, then you can unpack your baggage. You have to get over yourself. That's huge. Get over yourself. Let yourself just be, you know, stop thinking about you, especially if you're hanging out with people. If you're always thinking about yourself, you're never going to get to know anybody. People are not going to want to hang around you because you're too busy thinking about you, talking about you, like that narcissistic guy on Millionaire Matchmaker. You have to get over yourself. And if you want to do something good for somebody, stop thinking about the bad stuff that you did to them and stop thinking about what could go wrong. Just do it, you know, get over you. Also, be interested in others. Make sure that you take some time to be interested in other people and they know that you're interested in them so that they will want to get close to you. Care about others. It's important that we care about others. We have to pay attention to our season and work on it. So when I say, I'm not talking about, you know, fall, winter, spring, and summer. I'm talking about you're in a season of lack, maybe a season of doubt. Maybe you're in a season of poverty. Maybe you're in a season of abundance, a season of joy. You know, these seasons change in our lives. We're not always happy. We're not always full of money. We're not always, you know, sad or depressed, you know, so these seasons can change. And that means we have to pay attention to what season we're in and embrace that season and do whatever it is that you can to work on what you need to work on. Have a growth mindset. So this is one of the things that people miss when they're afraid to change, afraid to move forward. We all grow and we have to continue to grow. If you're a little child, you know, if you're 5 years old and, you know, 10 years later, you're going to be 15, you're not going to look like a 5-year-old anymore, are you? Your height is going to change. So you have to grow physically. So if we grow physically, then that means we need to grow spiritually and mentally and emotionally and be able to think better about growing and being strong in our minds that we can't stay at this point. You know, I'm 50 years old, I cannot act like a 25-year-old, you know, I don't need to act like a 14-year-old because I'm, you know, I'm older. So I have to change the way I do things, the way I think, how I behave. You have to have a growth mindset. So grow, learn from the things that you go through and from the periods of your life that change. Value your job, your school, your teachers, your friends, your connections, yourself, everything and anything that means something to you and you want to keep it or hold on to it, place some value on it. Now, sometimes people grow up and they only know one thing, you know, like, you know, kids that are in church, they might go to church for, you know, their whole life. You know, they're little kids from babies. They go, I started in church when I was a baby. I was born, you know, when I was probably a month old when my mom started going to the Universal World Church. And so I grew up in church. So that's pretty much all I know of being a Christian. But I cultured myself. I learned about different things. I have friends who are not Christians. I've dated guys who are not Christians. I watched non-Christian shows. you know, I sin like everybody else. So I have this other part, you know, other things that I place value on. And it's not just Christianity. So I'm not just, you know, a Christian. There's more to me than Christianity. And so I have to find other things to place value on so that I want to hold on to it. Because if I just have this one thing, then that's all there is about me in my life. Also, you want to talk to a therapist, a counselor, or a life coach, somebody who is like a third party or a neutral person, and they're not involved in whatever issue that you have, whatever baggage you're holding on to. The therapist is not, you know, connected to that. The counselor or life coach isn't connected to that. So if you talk to this person, they're not going to be like, well, you know, last Sunday when you called me, you know, or I saw you hanging around your house and yeah, I don't like the way you dress and you know, you said something to me and they're not going to do that because they weren't there, you know, so they have this, you know, this special golden ticket where you got to grab that ticket and give them your information, give them your issues, so that they can, you know, say, hey, okay, well, let's see what we can do about this, because they're not attached to it, they're detached. So find somebody, anybody, you know, that is a professional or somebody that cares about you and they can help you along the way, hold your hand and guide you in the right direction. We wanna be open. That's another way we can let go or unpack our baggage. Because if you're closed in, if you're that stick in the mud person, you are not going to receive anything. You know, God blesses you with something. He blesses you with a new mindset. He blesses you with a new heart. He blesses you with a new life, a new destiny. If you're closed, you're not going to be able to receive any of that because you're a closed vessel. So you have to open yourself up to receive that stuff. Very important. Be careful and circumspect. So whatever we do with whomever we do it with, take care and be careful about things and circumspect is just being, you know, a little suspicious, you know. Watch people before you get too involved with them. Be careful about the people that you hang out with in your associations because people put on masks and, you know, they can be pretentious and have these personas that aren't real. And then later on you hang out with them and you find out there's a whole other person there. Who are you? Where did you come from? You know? So you got to be careful and circumspect so you don't have baggage from a lot of people. Be mindful, huge. You know, that's what we're talking about this month. Higher level thinking. So you got to be mindful of the things that you do, the things that you say, the people that you hang out with, whatever that may be a mindful person. Have a plan for everything. You know, we have earthquake preparedness plans. We have volunteers prepare care kits for homeless people. We have a plan. You know, the government has a plan for pretty much everything. But do you have a plan for you? If you can plan all this stuff, you know, get your calendar out and like, I'm going to have this appointment this day, and this appointment this day, you know, which is what I do every day, or every week, planning, you know, to see clients or have an event or, you know, whatever it is I'm doing online or wherever I'm going, I got to take the calendar out. But I got to plan everything else. You know, I got to plan for my personal life. I got to make sure I have my wellness regimen. I got to make sure that I'm taking good care of myself and I'm loving myself. I got to make sure I'm connected to family and friends and I'm having fun. You know, you got to plan for everything. So don't just plan for the stuff that brings you money or attention. Plan for the stuff that really matters. Because one day you're not going to have that attention and one day you may not have that money. You know, so you got to plan for other stuff and be ready for, you know, anything. Use money smart skills. So, you know what that means. Basically, plan, you know, save, budget correctly so that you have what you need at the end of the month and you're not, you know, trying to find loans from everybody or getting these payday loans and you don't have any money. Prepare for that. So use money smart skills and save and be a giver. accommodate for what you missed out on in childhood. So in a safe and healthy way. So that means, you know, if maybe you grew up in an abusive home or you were neglected and nobody paid any attention to you, don't become an adult who's desperate for attention and you just gonna sit on everybody's lap and you gotta get in everybody's face and everybody has to talk to you, look at you, see you, watch, give you compliments. That's not gonna work out because then you have extra baggage. You gotta heal yourself from that. So accommodate for that by giving yourself attention, loving yourself, loving the inner child that's within you, and having that self-care regimen in a safe and healthy way so you're taking care of you and accommodating for what you missed out in childhood in a safe and healthy way. View baggage as too heavy and too ugly. So we're talking about baggage, so your mentality, your mindset of baggage has to be that this is ugly. This is not working out for me. It's too heavy, so I don't want it anymore. So if you see it that way, if you have that perception of it, then you'll be more likely to unpack it and move on with your life and feel better. Schedule playtime. I have a toy. I have toys, you know. I'm an adult, but I have toys. You gotta have fun, you know. When I'm traveling, because I travel to, you know, libraries, to people's homes, to schools, to do, you know, my counseling sessions, or to do image consulting, or, you know, events, or whatever I'm doing. So sometimes, you know, I go to different places, and when I go to Buena Park a lot, because there's a lot of youth there that I work with. And when I go there, I always walk past Knott's Berry Farm. And when I walk past Knott's Berry Farm, I see, you know, everybody on the rides, and they're all happy and excited. But you see the people when they leave, and they look exhausted, but they look happy because they just had some fun. They're playing, you know. So you have to find some time to schedule playtime in your life. I'm going to tell you what's in my toy box. So I love to play. You know, I'm a silly person. I'm goofy, and I love to bring out that inner little girl in me. So I have crayons, coloring books, toy race cars. I love race cars. I can be, you know, a tomboy sometimes. I love extreme sports, so I want to learn how to do dirt biking. I love amusement parks. I have hair stuff, makeup, bubbles. I love blowing bubbles. Huge therapy right there. Crafting. I go to Michael's and Hobby Lobby. Go to Michael's and Hobby Lobby. If you have nothing to do, go there. You will find something. I promise you. Love those places. I'm very crafty. Stickers, nail polish, books, magazines. I love to go swimming, you know, play football, get on swings at parks. I was just at a park yesterday, and they had a tetherball, and I was like, this is the coolest park ever. And I love tetherball. It's like one of my favorite things I played when I was a little girl. And that was fun. So I played that, you know, really briefly. Board games, puzzles, Play-Doh. Yes, I play with Play-Doh. So much fun. And that is therapy as well. I have a Barbie magazine where when I get my forever home, I'm going to put Barbies on display from that magazine, because I love Barbie dolls. So you have to have your little personal toy box and you know, to play. So that's important. And then create a wellness regimen and a routine. I have a routine and a daily regular routine. Even if you stay at home, have a routine, because if you don't, you might get lost. And this keeps me from feeling lost, because I want to make sure that I'm sane. People go insane all the time because they have no idea what to do. But that doesn't mean you need to change up your routine so you don't go insane as well. So it can go both ways. But have a wellness regimen and routine, you know, exercising, yoga, whatever, if you know, eating right, cooking the right foods, and have a daily regular routine. Get up in the morning, you'll eat breakfast, you watch the news or whatever, you wash your face and you get dressed. Don't just, you know, fly by the seat of your pants, because then, you know, you're just like, who the hell am I? What am I supposed to do here? I don't know what to do. So have a routine, very, very important. It will keep you from feeling lost. Treat people the way you want to be treated, so you'll have less baggage to unpack. And if you do that, then people will like you more. They'll want to be around you more, and you'll feel good about yourself. You'll have confidence and self-esteem and self-respect for yourself, because you're treating people the way you want them to treat you. So you'll have less baggage to unpack. Pamper and spoil yourself. Get your ice cream at least once a week, especially if you have kids. And you're older and you're listening to this, you gotta pamper and spoil yourself. If you just passed a test and you got an A+ on it, go, you know, pamper yourself, go reward yourself for that. Very important. That helps you unpack your baggage. And then pay it forward and give back. So when you do something really good for somebody, or somebody has done something really good for you, pay it back. You don't have to do it for the person. You might never see them again. But go into an industry that person helped you in, and you pay it forward. Do the same thing that they did for you. And give back, you know, volunteer, so that you feel good about yourself when it's over. You're not getting paid for this. So that's pretty much what I wanted to talk to you all about. And I will post a visualization exercise that you can do, and then I'll talk about creating a vision board, setting goals to reach that vision, so that you know how to unpack your baggage. So have a baggage policy, folks. Unpack it on a monthly basis and be beautiful. Thank you so much for listening. Toodles.